Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman was Strong Enough on Mix 106.5. It is the Mix Morning Show. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Sarah Carmichael. A beautiful day ahead. It is +2 right now outside the studio in downtown Owen Sound. And inside the studio, I have a very special guest, a guy I've known a very long time. Good morning, Stacey Fenwick. How are you?
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Stacey, for the last couple of years, you've been a great advocate for CMHA, for mental health, specifically the push-up challenge. So tell me a little bit what this even is. What is the push-up challenge?
This year, it's 2,000 push-ups in 23 days. So it's all across Canada. This is the first time they've actually done an official event. Like other years, there's been just some different challenges going across Facebook, but this one's an event they've made for fundraising to help, you know, get funds for mental health.
Amazing. And so we've got people all across the country that are doing push-ups. The goal is to do 2,000 in the 23 days, all while raising money, raising awareness about the importance of taking care of your mental health. Now, you have become very well known, I mean, even more so than you already were in the community, with this challenge because of all the creativity that you've been putting into your different videos. And you've been going to different places and putting up videos. You've been working with other people. I know you were saying Chris Evans has jumped on board with this, and he's been doing the push-up challenge, and he's been in some of your videos as well. And it's just been so cool to see you involving the community. Now, why? Why did you decide to kind of get involved with this? Like, what was a big factor for you?
It actually started a few years back when COVID was on, before this challenge even started. It was kind of another Facebook challenge that people were challenging each other to do 25 push-ups in 25 days, but it didn't really have any structure for donations or anything like that. So one person would nominate another person, and then they'd show some video. Some wouldn't, but I thought it would be funny for me to do it in funny videos because I'm a big heavy fella and not everybody wants to just watch a guy like that do push-ups. So I thought I'd do it in funny outfits. So it actually was my buddy Jason that had lost his brother to suicide. So I thought we got to do it for his brother Joel. So it kind of started that way. And then this year when Jackie reached out and said, hey, Stace, we're doing a push-up challenge and it's an official one that's going to have a whole website set up where people can go on and donate and see how many people are doing push-ups. And it's just an awesome event. So I thought we got to do it again to help with the awareness and keep it going. So.
And there's been quite a bit of money raised. What's your total around right now as far as donations?
I looked on the website this morning and just in our local CMHA, Grey Bruce, we've raised over 30,000. So
wow.
I know Don was pretty impressed with that. He was hoping for 10,000 and we've made over 30, and there's like 352 people doing the challenge in Owen Sound, and just awesome that they're all stepping up and helping.
Yep.
I know Rob Walker, he was one of the leaders in our area. He was almost at 3,000, and I'm pretty close. I'm about 2,680. So maybe after today, people hear this and still get out and donate and help the cause.
Right, because today's the final day of the 23-day challenge.
Yeah, it is.
And how many people like across the country are participating in the push-up challenge?
45,000 Canadians are doing it.
Wow.
So, and they're doing the 2,000 because that represents 20% of the population that will experience mental health issues this year alone. So.
Wow. It's such a great way to raise awareness. It's a fun way to raise awareness. I mean, you've definitely made me laugh with some of your videos when you were in front of Zayers in like, what was it, a sheep costume?
It was supposed to be Groundhog for Groundhog Day, but it was a sheep costume that didn't fit at all. But
and then, of course, you had like a Reba McEntire look because of the Super Bowl or singing the anthem. And you've definitely, you know, made a lot of people laugh, but you've also made a lot of people think, right, about how important mental health is and how it means something different for everybody and how from time to time we all struggle. So it's super important that stigma's gone and that we just, at the end of the day, make sure that those programs and services are continuing to be available. And fundraising like this ensures that. So thank you so much for doing this. It's just been so fun to watch. You, but also, as I said, a great reminder for people.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, if people want to make a donation to the push-up challenge, how do they do that? What's the best way to do it?
They can go right online on the CMHA Grey Bruce website and it'll show you, it'll pretty much walk you right through it.
Okay.
Or you can still go to the office like the old days and I'm sure they'll help you that way too if you don't have your computer or technology too. So
yeah, absolutely. You can just pop right in there to their office. I'm sure they'd be happy to take your donations. We're going to do some push-ups here in the studio. studio. I'm going to try my best to do one or two with you. I do have a question, though. Has Penny done any push-ups with you, your mom?
No. No, she's just a supporter. She's a great supporter.
Well, that's why I asked, because I know she's such a supportive lady, so I could totally see her just getting down and doing a push-up with
you. She'd try, for sure, but I don't know how. She walks a lot.
Right. All right. Well, I'll get the links and everything up for Stacy's fundraising, and if you have any questions at all, you can feel free to reach out to him or through CMHA. And a big thank you, of course, Stacy, for coming in. And thank you to everybody for donating, for liking the videos, for sharing the videos. I mean, at the end of the day, just the more awareness, the better, right?
That's right. We need to keep going and help everyone out.